with Montana News. I'm Charles Bolte. The Montana Health Department reported 8 new lab-confirmed COVID-19 cases Monday after reporting more than 30 new COVID-19 cases over the weekend. New cases have been discovered in Custer, Bighorn, Cascade, Flathead, Ravalli, and Stillwater counties Monday, and over the weekend in Lewis and Clark, Missoula, Lake, and Gallatin counties also found new cases. Custer and Bighorn counties both have 11 cases that public health officials say are related to small cluster outbreaks. As of Monday, Montana has reported 80 active cases of COVID-19 and 7 hospitalizations. 19 people have died due to the coronavirus illness. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and local health officials recommend following social distancing guidelines such as maintaining 6 feet distance from others, wearing a mask in public, and washing hands frequently to prevent the spread of coronavirus. State auditors say the Department of Corrections should collect and analyze more data to compare the effectiveness of state and private prisons and to ensure offenders are matched with appropriate community correction services to reduce the potential to reoffend. The Legislative Audit Division said prison placement doesn't seem to affect the rate of recidivism, but it said the state doesn't collect enough data to ensure the $44 million it spends each year on community corrections is being used most efficiently to reduce recidivism. Corrections Director Reginald Michael agreed with the recommendations, but said his agency will need more staff and money. There was minimal growth Monday on a wildfire burning near Clancy, south of Helena. Strong winds fanned the Lump Gulch fire Saturday afternoon, which led to the mandatory evacuation of around 20 homes over the weekend. Incident spokesman Dwayne Buchai says fire behavior was very quiet Monday.
Once things calmed down a little bit and then got the rain on top of that and cooler temperatures, yeah, it's really moderated. So, and no expected growth at this point beyond the perimeter.
The latest mapping has revised the fire size down to 1,100 acres from 1,500 acres. All mandatory evacuations have been lifted. All pre-evacuation notices for Lewis and Clark County were lifted Sunday. A handful of pre-evacuation notices are still in effect for some neighborhoods in Jefferson County. Buchai says wetting rains are forecast over the fire's perimeter this evening and could last all night. Wintry weather is expected in the higher elevations tomorrow. NC Web lists the fire at 15% containment. A twin-engine Cessna made an emergency landing in Butte after the pilot reported a problem with the landing gear. Butte Silver Bow County Sheriff Ed Lester estimated the plane was traveling about 90 to 100 miles per hour when it made a rough landing at about noon Monday. The pilot was not hurt. The plane, owned by a flight school, had taken off at about 8:40 a.m. Emergency crews were called at 9 a.m. after the pilot reported mechanical problems. The plane circled Butte for several hours to burn off fuel before landing. Montana's health department distributed $84 million in Medicaid and Child Health Insurance Program benefits to people ineligible for those programs, according to an audit that will be presented to state lawmakers Tuesday morning. The report found there could be a corresponding hole in the state's general fund if the federal government tries to reclaim those payments. The Legislative Audit Division report says the federally defined questioned costs came during a 2-fiscal-year span ending June 2019. The State Department of Public Health and Human Services rejects several of the audit's key findings. In a letter to the Legislative Auditor's Office, Department Director Sheila Hogan wrote that auditors tested program member eligibility using unapproved standards inconsistent with federal regulations. Hogan also wrote the report discusses evaluating member eligibility using data sources prohibited by Montana's federally approved Medicaid plans. Montana park officials say Glacier National Park plow crews reached Logan Pass on Friday and have started clearing the Big Drift, an area where massive amounts of winter snow blanket a scenic highway. The Daily Interlake reported that the seasonal drift is one of the biggest plowing challenges for crews as it buries a stretch of Going to the Sun Road under up to 80 feet of snow, blocking access. Plow crews reached Logan Pass on May 25th last year. A spokesperson of the park says the road is currently open to vehicles on the west side to Lake McDonald Lodge. The U.S. Senate is expected to vote this week on landmark legislation that permanently funds a major purse for public lands management and funnels money toward national park maintenance. The Great American Outdoors Act promises $900 million annually for the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses offshore oil and gas lease royalties to pay for playgrounds, parks, and other local projects. The act also sets aside $9.5 billion to address backlogged maintenance and infrastructure projects in the country's national parks. Both Montana U.S. senators have voiced support for the bill. Republican Steve Daines, who is running for re-election this year, noted the importance of the act on the Senate floor last week.
Only once in a great while does such a historic piece of conservation legislation come along, perhaps once every 50 years. It's essential we protect and maintain access to these lands for future generations.
Democrat John Tester says he's introduced a bill to fund the LWCF every session since he was elected.
The fact is we worked long and hard with local conservation groups and public land enthusiasts around the country to build support where it never existed before.
Montana-based wildlife and outdoor recreation groups praise the Great American Outdoors Act, saying it preserves critical habitat and boosts the state's outdoor recreation economy. Some livestock and other groups oppose the legislation, saying it allows land management agencies to add acreage to lands that are already poorly managed. A vote on the Great American Outdoors Act is expected this week. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.